普陀区2016年高三英语一模试卷四。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Come on, Jason. Relax. What can go wrong?
At my first job interview, plenty.
Question. How does the man feel?
2. How long will Laura stay at the camp?
She'll stay there for 3 nights. That means she will leave the camp on the 5th of February.
Question. When will Laura arrive at the camp?
3. Can you describe what you do?
I wash office building windows. I go high up in the basket to reach the windows.
Question. What is the man's job?
4. My printer has run out of color ink. I will run and get some.
I will go with you. I need some fresh air.
Question. Where will the speakers probably go?
5. The purse is amazing, but it's a bit more than I want to spend.
Maybe you can get a better price. It can't hurt to ask.
Question.What does the man suggest the woman do?
6. You are not planning to transfer to a different university next year, are you?
If I were, you'd be the first to know.
Question. What does the woman imply?
7. Is this cafeteria always this deserted?
It's the end of the term. Everyone is in the library.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
8. Shall I come and take you to the Grand Theater?
No, thanks. I'll manage. It's not far, anyway.
Question.What can we learn about the woman?
9. Could you give me a hand moving this cupboard, please?
Well, I'd rather not if you don't mind. I'm not feeling well today.
Question. What does the man mean?
10.Wendy's in the basement, trying to fix the washing machine.
Shouldn't she be working on her annual report?
Question. What does the woman mean?
1. B. Directions. In 1, B, you will hear one short passage and two longer conversations.After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Jerry was always in a good mood.And always had something positive to say. As a manager, he had several waiters who had followed him around from restaurant to restaurant. The reason why Jerry was a unique manager was that he was a natural motivator. If an employee was having a bad day, Jerry was there telling the employee how to look on the positive side of the situation. Seeing this style really made me curious, so one day I went up to Jerry and asked him, "I don't get it." You can't be a positive person all of the time. How do you do it? Jerry replied, Each morning I wake up and say to myself, Jerry, you have two choices today. You can choose to be in a good mood, or you can choose to be in a bad mood. I choose to be in a good mood. Each time something bad happens, I can choose to be a victim, or I can choose to learn from it. I choose to learn from it. I choose the positive side of life. Yeah, right, it's not that easy, I protested. Yes, it is, Jerry said. Life is all about choices. When you cut away all the junk, every situation is a choice. You choose how you react to situations. You choose how people will affect your mood. You choose to be in a good or bad mood. The bottom line, it's your choice how you live your life.
Please listen again.
Jerry was always in a good mood and always had something positive to say. As a manager, he had several waiters who had followed him around from restaurant to restaurant. The reason why Jerry was a unique manager was that he was a natural motivator. If an employee was having a bad day, Jerry was there telling the employee how to look on the positive side of the situation. Seeing this style really made me curious, so one day I went up to Jerry and asked him, I don't get it. You can't be a positive person all of the time. How do you do it? Jerry replied, Each morning I wake up and say to myself, Jerry, you have two choices today. You can choose to be in a good mood, or you can choose to be in a bad mood. I choose to be in a good mood. Each time something bad happens, I can choose to be a victim, or I can choose to learn from it. I choose to learn from it. I choose the positive side of life. Yeah, right, it's not that easy, I protested. Yes, it is, Jerry said. Life is all about choices. When you cut away all the junk, every situation is a choice. You choose how you react to situations. You choose how people will affect your mood. You choose to be in a good or bad mood. The bottom line, it's your choice how you live your life.
Questions 11. Why was Jerry a unique manager?
What did Jerry do each morning when he woke up?
13. What can we learn from the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Today, I'd like to say something about gift giving. Everybody likes to receive gifts, right? So you may think that gift giving is a universal custom. But actually, the rules of gift giving vary quite a lot, and not knowing them can result in great embarrassment. In North America, the rules are fairly simple. If you are invited to someone's home for dinner, bring wine or flowers, or a small item from your country. Among friends, family, and business associates, we generally don't give gifts on other occasions except on somebody's birthday and Christmas. The Japanese, on the other hand, give gifts quite frequently, often to thank someone for their kindness. The tradition of gift giving in Japan is very ancient. There are many detailed rules for everything, from the color of the wrapping paper to the time of the gift presentation. And while Europeans don't generally exchange business gifts, they do follow some formal customs when visiting homes, such as bringing flowers. The type and color flowers, however, can carry special meaning. Today, we have seen some broad differences in gift giving. I could go on with additional examples, but let's not miss the main point here. If we are not aware of or sensitive to cultural differences, the possibilities for miscommunication and conflict are enormous. Whether we learn about these differences by reading a book or by living abroad, our goal must be to respect differences among people in order to get along successfully with our global neighbors.
Please listen again.
Today, I'd like to say something about gift giving. Everybody likes to receive gifts, right? So you may think that gift-giving is a universal custom, but actually the rules of gift-giving vary quite a lot, and not knowing them can result in great embarrassment. In North America, the rules are fairly simple. If you are invited to someone's home for dinner, bring wine or flowers, or a small item from your country.Among friends, family, and business associates, we generally don't give gifts on other occasions except on somebody's birthday and Christmas. The Japanese, on the other hand, give gifts quite frequently, often to thank someone for their kindness. The tradition of gift-giving in Japan is very ancient. There are many detailed rules for everything,from the color of the wrapping paper to the time of the gift presentation. And while Europeans don't generally exchange business gifts, they do follow some formal customs when visiting homes, such as bringing flowers. The type and color flowers, however, can carry special meaning. Today, we have seen some broad differences in gift-giving.I could go on with additional examples, but let's not miss the main point here. If we are not aware of or sensitive to cultural differences, the possibilities for miscommunication and conflict are enormous. Whether we learn about these differences by reading a book or by living abroad, our goal must be to respect differences among people in order to get along successfully with our global neighbors.
Questions. 14. What does the speaker say about gift-giving of North Americans?
What do we learn about the Japanese concerning gift-giving?
What point does the speaker make at the end of the talk?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Come and sit down, June.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson.
Now, which course are you doing?
I'm doing management studies with English and German.
Aha!How is it all going?
Well, it's not going too well. I'm not really enjoying the course, and, well, I'm not very happy.
All right, let's take things slowly. Tell me something about the course.
Well, there's just so much work. I thought that to do two languages with management studies would be very useful, but I find the management course very difficult sometimes, and then to study English and German too.It means I'm working all the time and I never have time to relax.
What about your accommodation? Are you happy with that?
No, really. I mean, the other students on my course are living in the student dormitory, so they see each other all the time. I'm living in a rented room of a family house. I eat breakfast and dinner with the family, but I get lonely during the evenings and the weekends.
So making friends is a problem too.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make two suggestions.
All right.
First, which of the two languages do you enjoy most?
English. I find it easier to.
So I'd like you to go and see your German tutor and say that you are going to stop attending German classes for the moment.
Okay.
Next, I think you should go to each of the 5 student dormitories. Choose the one you like best and ask if you can move in there.Students are always moving in and out, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Thanks a lot for your advice.
Not at all.
Please listen again.
Come and sit down, June.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson.
Now, which course are you doing?
I'm doing management studies with English and German.
Aha! How is it all going?
Well, it's not going too well. I'm not really enjoying the course, and, well, I'm not very happy.
All right, let's take things slowly. Tell me something about the course.
Well, there's just so much work. I thought that to do two languages with management studies would be very useful, but I find the management course very difficult sometimes, and then to study English and German too. It means I'm working all the time, and I never have time to relax.
What about your accommodation? Are you happy with that?
No, really. I mean, the other students on my course are living in the student dormitory, so they see each other all the time. I'm living in a rented room of a family house. I eat breakfast and dinner with the family, but I get lonely during the evenings and the weekends.
So making friends is a problem too?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make two suggestions.
All right.
First, which of the two languages do you enjoy most?
English. I find it easier to.
So I'd like you to go and see your German tutor and say that you are going to stop attending German classes for the moment.
Okay.
Next, I think you should go to each of the 5 student dormitories. Choose the one you like best and ask if you can move in there. Students are always moving in and out, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Thanks a lot for your advice.
Not at all.
Questions 17. Which of the following statements is correct about June?
What does June think of the course initially?
19. What is June's problem of living in a family house?
20. Which of the following is Mr. Johnson's advice?
19. That's the end of listening comprehension.